May I have your attention, a few moments of your time. Take a break from your life, I'll tell you how I live mine. See this face, see this smile, see these eyes open wide. It's a mask to disguise how I'm feeling inside. I'm 1 in 12 in my city, yet it's hard to describe. But just give me a moment, I promise I'll try. I'm a cook, a cleaner, a doctor, a healer, a helper, a sitter, a supporter, a leader. By my demeanour, it may not always be clear that I'm needed. When my mum takes a fall, has a fit or a seizure, when my brother breaks his toys and I pick up the pieces, with his autism means that even though I pleaded, he kicks and he screams and every day this is repeated. But before bed, I still hug him because I know he doesn't mean it. And some might say that this sounds strange, why I have all these skills and I don't even get paid. When I get home from school, I make sure the table is laid, because my dad is upstairs, still in bed, still afraid. Oh, I'm sorry, did I not mention that his mind is affected by stress and by tension, depression that means he requires my attention, so my homework goes unwritten with no chance of extension. I shop, I feed, I help shower and bath. I wash, I make sure that the beds are all made. I talk, I listen, I cuddle, I play. I make sure that the medicine is stored safely away, and even though I know that those who love me understand, it's hard to keep up friendships when I have to cancel plans. When phone calls go unanswered, when they say they'll lend a hand, sometimes it feels that it's only me who can say. So thank you for listening to the words I have to say about how I live my life, about what I do each day. I hope, I dream, I wonder, I pray, because I'm a young Karen, I wouldn't have it any other way.